Morning, peeps. It's just after 10 o'clock in the morning. And we just a bit of an animal-related update. We have a banjo bird on the floor, wandering around. I don't quite know what he's doing, actually. He's just sort of...
He's walking about.
Well, Chris had a packet of crisps, and of course, he flew over and landed on the sofa and had a crisp. And then he flew down onto the floor.
He says,
and he just sniffed. And Charlie arrived safe and sound about 4 o'clock yesterday. And he's a little sweetie. He really is. He's seems to have taken a liking to me for some reason. Yes, that was him then. I will try and get a proper boot of him at some point. But he's been saying hello, lovey, and hello, darling, and he says hello, duck, and he's been chattering away, bless him. He's let me sort of stroke his wings and his head through his cage, which is nice, because when they brought him, they're not going to listen to this boo, but it was all a bit odd. We're not sure what to make of the people that brought him. To be honest, guys, it was a bit strange. Would you agree?
Yeah, it was.
Bearing in mind these people didn't know me or Chris, and they were entrusting their bird to us for 3 weeks. So they came and they put him in his cage, because I'd said that was Banjo flying onto his cage or stand or whatever it was. I'd said to him, look, you don't need to bring his cage. I've got a spare cage that he can go in for now. So they brought him in a carrier, put him in his cage, and she said, oh, can I, because I'm charging him a couple of pounds a day. She said, oh, can I pay you now? I'd rather do it now, because then, you know, I won't spend it when I'm away. And I thought, well, that's fair enough, I suppose. All right, if you like. And I said, when are you back? And they were like, oh, we're back on the 12th of June. And I said, right, okay. I said, so, because it's America, it's going to be a long flight. So I said, do you want to leave it until the 13th? You know, you can come and get him then if it's easier. I said, it doesn't make any difference to me. Yeah, all right. But they were sort of non-committal. They didn't sort of say what time or, oh, we'll give you a ring. Oh, okay, fair enough. And then they were going to just leave. And I thought, well, you haven't asked me anything about us. You know, if I was leaving my bird with someone, I would kind of vet them a little bit. You know, I said to them, well, hang on a second. I said, has he got any likes or dislikes? You know, is there any food he particularly likes? Is there any particular routine he has? Is there any, you know, because I want to make it as close to his home as possible, really. So they sort of told me a little bit about, you know, fruit and things. And I don't know, it was just a bit. And then the woman slipped up and said something about our other Amazon. And I said, oh, you've got another one, have you? And it was kind of like, yeah. And I thought, you didn't mean to tell me that. So I don't know who's got him. Because she said, oh, Charlie really doesn't like me. She said, he liked my oldest daughter. She said, but I think she's moved out, so he doesn't see her now. But he doesn't like me, and he doesn't really like Paul, and she said, my other one's okay, he really likes me. But I don't know, it was just all a bit weird. I don't know why it felt weird, but it kind of did. And I said, look, I know it's difficult when you're abroad. I said, but if you want to text me or ring me, you know, feel free. Yeah, okay. And, you know, I had no text last night. And I'm sorry, if that had been me, you know, when Smokey went to Diane, she texted me when she got home, told me that he was okay. And then we were on the phone that night. You know, I've had no text. You know, is he okay? No call? No, I don't know, it's just... It was almost like they didn't care. It was really, really odd. Because they went and me and Chris were like, that was a bit strange. And they hardly kind of said goodbye to him even. It was like, oh, I don't know. I said, oh, you know, I said, he will be well looked after, don't worry. Oh, yeah, I know that.
It was like they almost forgot he existed.
Yeah, it was just odd. And he really is a lovely little bird. You know, when I go up to him, when she, because she went up to him at one point, and he screamed at her. Really didn't like her. But if I go up to him, he laughs and kisses and, you know, if I say tickle, tickle to him, he comes up and he lets me stroke his head and his wings. And if I go in the room, he says hello. But, yeah, it was all a bit odd. But anyway, he's safe for the foreseeable future. He's all right. And the greys seem perfectly happy with the fact that he's here.
Banjo don't care.
No, he doesn't at all. Smokey's...
Before he flew up onto his cage, he came down and was playing with my big toe.
Playing with your big toe?
Yeah, and he sort of took all the end of it really gently.
Oh, God.
And then he sort of turned around and flew back on his stand.
Did you have stinky feet, boy? Do you have stinky feet?
No, I hope not.
And the other news animal related is I've got to take my Kate to the vets this afternoon, haven't I, sweetheart? She's noticed the past day or so, she's been very interested in her back end. She keeps sort of chasing it and sort of going to lick it and stuff. So whether her anal glands need emptying or something, I don't know. So I've just made an appointment and she just seems a bit out of sorts. She seems a bit lethargic, like she's in a bit of discomfort. Obviously, she's been a lab, she's still eating or being part lab. But I don't know, and she's been wormed, so that's, you know, that's all okay. But they managed to fit me in at 3:40 this afternoon, so I will let you all know how that goes. There's nothing much wrong with her. It's probably just, like I say, she probably just needs her anal glands emptying or something. They were okay when she had her checkup, but there's obviously something that's given her a little bit of discomfort in that area, bless her, so I'd rather go and get it checked out. So, I think that's our news. Oh, you're grinding your beak, are you? Yes. He does get louder than this, guys, but he's just very chilled out at the moment. He just sits there crooning away.
Last night he was doing this. Like,
yeah. Oh! And then he kind of sound... The Amazons sound very sort of childlike. And he was actually doing this... And, of course, they had a child because they brought him with them. And it really did sound like a spoilt kid, like, oh, it's not fair. And he was sort of imitating. It was really strange. Oh. But anyway, I think that's enough from me for now. I think you've heard enough of my waffle for one morning. So I'll try and do a boo of him when he's on form. I'll do a boo of him. But for now, I will leave it there and speak to you all later.